it was a safe haven, I must say. Perth was, you know, we've got all our family, we've got our support network down there. Initially, Cooper was involved in a lot of extracurricular activities in Perth, but all of them, I must say, were focused around special needs children. So it was comfortable. It was our security blanket for him. He could compete at his own level. He loved everything he was doing, and for us, it was safe. We knew that he could never be bullied. He was always on his own level, and that's what we thought was the best thing for him.
So when you made the move to Wickham, that would have been a huge step of faith in a way. How did the community receive you all?
Amazing. I couldn't credit the community enough. They welcomed us with open arms. Cooper, initially, I suppose he was different to every other child in the community, so there was a few stares, etc. But, you know, it's made Cooper a better person. It's made us certainly open our eyes up to acceptance, and he's just come along in leaps and bounds since moving up here. It's been amazing.
Motocross had a lot to do with his progress and helping him to grow as well in different skills.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's only relatively new to the sport. Admittedly, he's had a couple of races now, and it was a nervous thing for us, obviously. When he kept asking to go out for a ride, we were very, very hesitant. I'd never been so nervous in my life, actually. But he just loves it. He goes out there. He has a blast. He thinks he wins every race, which is awesome. And for us, it's not, you know, it's obviously not about winning. It's about him getting out there and participating. And
so tell me about the first time when he actually got into one of those motocross vehicles and went around the track. What was the expressions on his face? How did he handle it?
He beamed. He's absolutely infectious with his smile, and you could see it underneath the goggles, underneath the helmet. He was coming past. I mean, initially I was a nervous wreck. I was in tears. My husband was chasing him around the track because he was a bit nervous about how he'd cope, you know. So thankfully all the guys that are involved in motocross have been, you know, the support's been amazing. But after he was sort of halfway around the track, we sort of went, you know what, he can do this. And then he'd come past and he'd see all of us and he'd sort of get a bit sidetracked and look at us and not realise, you know, keep looking forward. We kept pointing to him like, look forward, look forward. And then he'd get back on and then he'd get just past us and you'd hear this, woohoo! And it was him yelling out, like, I'm doing it, I'm doing it. And then he came up to us and he got off the bike and he just came and gave us the biggest hug and just went, I did it, I did it.